And the Roosters went down 54-12 to South Sydney. But so much more coming out of that particular game. Now, Del, they said it was all about player welfare. They clamped down on the rules, which we're all happy to, and we eventually accepted them. Then they went soft again, and one could say even went backwards from where it previously was. The bunker has been an embarrassment all year, and Trent Robinson probably would get fined for it. But he said last night what everyone else thinks. What were your thoughts on what happened in and around that Manu incident last night?
Yeah, look, I think it needed to be said. And unfortunately, Joseph Manu, he plays the game pretty clean. He's one of the best players in our game. He's a poster boy of our game. And with him and Latrell, Latrell, it just got personal. I know they've won premierships together. They're really good mates. But I just think sometimes Latrell, his confidence can sort of get the better of him. And I'm not going to say bully because I bullied players on the field. But there's that little bit of borderline arrogance where, that entitlement. And look, I think, Latrell, unfortunately, I think he's going to be up for a
significant amount of time.
Yeah, just crazy. He's playing his best football, and he's been great to watch this year.
Let's break it down, though. Yep. How did Ashley Klein let them play on for a start? Like, how does that go on? And then nothing from the bunker in terms of Perenara calling in to say, let's go back. And they've got
what about the touch judges standing about 3 feet away?
Someone's got to say, that is unacceptable. We need to stop quickly.
We talk about player welfare and just, mate, we keep getting these things wrong. Like, mate, there's three or four, the video refs, and that we need to get it right, and we need to look after the players. Like, I was sitting there, and obviously you text me, and I looked at the replay, I was going, this is crazy stuff. Like,
What would the retribution be back on in late 90s, early 2000s for that sort of stuff?
Yeah, look, I think when you're playing with guys like Gavin Allen and Alan Cairn and stuff, Trevor Gilmeister, I played with those guys, Glenn Lazarus, Peter Ryan, they just take it on themselves and make sure they dish out the punishment. Should we
just say to the bunker, we're not doing it anymore, put all the money that goes into the bunker into grassroots rugby league and actually just let the referees rule it on field? Because when you've got so many mistakes, which are so obvious to everyone who's probably four or five beers in at home watching the second game, like I was last night, going, that's just pretty obvious. Yep. Why is the touch thing? Why is his eyes painted on? And we've now lost Latrell Mitchell and Joey Manu from the finals, two of the best, two out of the top five players in the game won't be playing finals football because of that tackle from Latrell. And no one even knew about it until Joey got up and said, hey, I've got a fracture here in my eye socket.
And they're good mates, aren't they?
They're good mates.
They won two premierships together. And then Latrell carrying on like a pork chop when he scored his try. He doesn't need to do that. He showed in Origin how awesome he is.
Yeah, sometimes I think when you play in your... It's a coliseum, and we're entertainers. And I know sometimes, the exuberance, and you get really confident, and sometimes that can creep over. Look, Latrell's played some really good football this year, and I like the best part of Latrell. But a couple of little things have crept into his game. I can tell you now, Wayne Bennett wouldn't be real happy.
Well, he said in his press conference, he said, I was going to arrest a few blokes. I think the judiciary will do that for me. So we'll find out about 11:45 what the weeks will be. And Charlie, who produces the show after us, will come through and tell us that.
Mate, if Latrell's gone for the seat, that's the Bunnies. I don't think they can't win it without Latrell. I mean, I know that Penrith last week, it was, 25-12, but you need Latrell at his best. I mean, they could put Alex Johnston or someone back there, but it's not going to be the same. So this could be very costly for not just, Wayne Bennett, but the Bunnies.